Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B, you never responded to my picture in the text thread last night.
What picture?
I just got Purple Rain on vinyl delivered last night. Me and my four-year-old were listening to it.
And does she like it?
She likes Let's Go Crazy a lot.
Oh, because that can let kids just start dancing around. Yeah, I can see
that. But the album came with a dope poster that I will bring into the prison cell studio next time I'm in.
Are we hanging it up?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, there we go.
I figured you'd
be slowly but surely getting it right.
We had to take down the weird porn convention poster that Jeff got us.
Why?
But, maybe we just moved it. It was in the – whenever I had to do a Zoom, I had that in the background, and it wasn't necessarily the vibe I was going for.
Well, I mean, you should just went to another room instead of adjusting our room for your damn Zoom. Now I can't, find the damn picture.
I think it's behind the pillar right where you sit.
It is. Yeah, it's there. There we go.
All right.
Hello.
Good. We still have our porn convention poster. Jeff, when is the next – what's it called? Like – Porn Con? What was it called? I'm trying to remember.
Hold on.
Exotica?
Exotica.
Exotica.
Jeff, will you again attend Exotica as the official porn reporter
you
of the Mitch and Finley
will.
Program?
He's already there.
Do we report for the Washington? Do we report the Washington Commanders? Of course.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well done, Jeffrey. So I'll start with Jeff. All my tweets said, it was a cool video of Sam Howell. And all I said was, perhaps a stretch, but certainly possible. I started with a damn caveat. I said, perhaps a stretch, but certainly possible. The team gets sold. Howell outperforms all expectations. And the Skins, Hogs, Commanders are quite good this year. This city would be buzzing. Do you believe I have Ashburn syndrome, Jeffrey?
Yes, JP, and actually, I saw you tweet it last night, right? I seen the tweet last night, and all I could think about in my head was, wow, JP sounds like me. One,
see, the difference, you would have said the team is going to be, you wouldn't have started with perhaps a stretch.
Hey, look, it's only certain ways you can say the glass is half full, and that's one of them. That's one of them. Listen, one, let's break his tweet down. Perhaps a stretch, but certainly possible.
Perhaps a stretch, but certainly possible.
Remember when we had to play the Chiefs? I said, it can happen. It may be a stretch, but it's possible. That's when y'all first started. Oh, here go this Ashburn syndrome stuff.
I'm not talking about beating the Chiefs.
Hold on.
He just saying what
hold
could
on.
Happen.
Hold
that
on.
That couldn't happen.
How outperforms our expectations, and we're quite good this year. But it's not even that. It's where you say nothing has gone right for this franchise in a while. What if that changes? Things could change. JP, it's clear to see that you really think that this is going to happen this year, but ethically reporting and handling your journalism professionally, you chose the right words, but I know what you want to say, JP.
Oh, so now you're reading this. You're in his head.
I can read between
Jeff's
the ears.
In my dome.
I think I really don't think he said anything, to be honest with you.
I just see through it.
He said perhaps a stretch. Then he said this franchise hasn't done well in a long time, which is the truth. That's facts. So I don't see it.
course you won't.
But hold on.
I think if I come on the airways and say this team is going to go 10-7, then that would be somebody suffering from Astros.
They are.
Dude, Jeff, my season prediction is 7-10. That's all I want to say here is I think this could be a technically in the win-loss column a step backwards, but still a really, really good year for the organization. If Howell – just if Howell proves to be the quarterback, that maybe they have something for the long term. I mean, that's something that hasn't existed here. I mean
– see, every time you say if, JP, I think you take yourself off of that title of AS, Asperger Syndrome. See, Jeff don't use if. He just goes straight to it.
Hey, straight
on.
To win.
Hold on. We are not gonna use if as we're not gonna use my Asperger syndrome as a measurement because
that is not a good barometer.
Because my Asperger syndrome is not as bad as some of these fans out. You have people calling here saying, "Oh yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl this year," and like they're really serious about it. So we're not gonna use my Asperger
syndrome. Next
time
they say that, just say how much money did you put on FanDuel. And then you'll find out if they're serious or not.
But
they'll probably
man.
Say none.
JP.
Yes.
It will be an honor for you to join the Asperger Syndrome Clinic. To have
Listen,
you,
I,
to
I
have you
the
back
term,
in us
but I do not plan
huge.
To suffer.
To have you back in us is huge, man.
I'm going to turn to the professor here. Jim Andrew Mullins, the 10th, a.k.a. Professor Landini, also known as the Chief BS Officer of the program. What do you make of perhaps me shedding a little skepticism based on a sale of the organization?
The short answer is yes, you have Asperger syndrome. listening to your statements here, you're using a lot of weasel words that I'll like to say.
Weasel words?
Yeah. You're pretending.
I'm allowing for context.
Absolutely not. You're doing that like when the news, they show a guy who was arrested and they're like, allegedly he murdered somebody, and then they show a video of the guy murdering someone. You 100% think this team is going to be good. You're Asperger syndroming it up, and you're trying to pretend that you're not so people aren't mean to you on Twitter. That's exactly what you're doing here.
So, listen, first of all, hold on. Were they mean to you? Because you say, I only put this out here. What were the responses to you saying that?
Well, I mean, hell, our friend Chick Hernandez, who we know is one of the biggest ball busters on the planet, immediately responded to me, let me guess, someone brought shrooms by the studio again. And I replied to him. I was like, in my head, I'm like, that's the laziest take. I said, that's such an easy reply. They won 8 games last year. All of a sudden, they're going to stink. So, I feel like...
You need to come to the BMS School of Dealing with BS.
One finger salute for everybody.
Oh, bro. You know what? When you do either the salute or you just don't say anything to them sometimes, you find out that people only respond to those who keep responding.
It's remarkable that I allowed for some positivity when people say I'm too negative. I think I'm Mr. Positive.
But see, you should never ever adjust what you do because of what people say. Just do what you do.
I think I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah. I think now, my honest take on this team is if they've found the right guy in Howell, they could be something. If they have to turn to Brissett, I think the ceiling of wins this year is probably 9. I think it's more than likely they are sub .500 and out of the playoffs, but I still think this could be a really positive year for the team. If they truly identify their core, I worry about offensive line depth at a pretty significant amount. I don't know what Sam Howell's going to be, but he's an exciting player. He's an exciting prospect. I really like all the off-field stuff I like about him a lot. He's a worker. He's low-key, humble, but you also want your quarterback to be kind of cocky, and I think he's got the perfect mix of that where he believes in his arm, he believes in his eyes, he believes he can make plays. What was Big John's famous quote you'd always reference, P?
Which one? A lot of them.
That's right.
About the potential?
No. Rise a corpse.
Oh, I'd rather I would rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse.
Right. I think there, Brian, you know this better than me, but I've been in NFL locker rooms now a decade, and you see quarterbacks that have juice and quarterbacks that don't entirely connect with the locker room.
Yeah.
And over the time I've been here, when everything was cooking with Robert, he had the juice. But as soon as there was the slightest hint of discord, he was the kind of guy that splinters people. Either you stay with him or you're like, yo, we got it. I can't deal with this dude.
Yeah.
Kirk is a good quarterback and a nice person. Never had the locker room.
But he's that's a loner.
It's just not who he is, he's man. And that's okay. Right. Yeah. Colt always had the locker room. Always. Colt and Heinicke remind me a lot of one another, whereas Colt is kind of
hey, you cannot use Colt, man. People don't like you comparing nobody to Colt.
Guy's had a 13-year NFL career and probably won a national championship. Nobody wants to be compared to him.
Yeah.
It might be governor of Texas someday. Yeah, what an awful comparison. Colt always had the locker room. I remember, what year would that have been? I want to say it was 2016 election, but it might have been 2012 election. The presidential election was going down, and it had to be 16 because Norman was on the team. And we were doing like a goofy TV bit about, you know, if you had to vote for somebody for president in the locker room, who would it be? And this is 2016. Kirk is firmly entrenched as the starter. But I went around the locker room asking a whole bunch of different guys this, and I'd say 80% of the answers were for Colt McCoy.
Damn.
And then finally I was asking Norman, and we were like off camera, and he's like, has anybody said Kirk yet? And I was like, no. He's like, well, I'm going to say Kirk then. I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, he was being a true politician.
He was just being diplomatic, I would say. But that tells you something. Then a dude like Alex had the total package because he was kind of aloof, kind of always had that QB1 vibe. Like, you knew he was that dude in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But he was also able to be one of the guys and was just cool and collected in every scenario. I'll never forget Chris Thompson, who was a really good player, undone by injuries. Thompson said, you know, with Alex in the locker room, Alex in the huddle, you feel like there's never a scenario where you can't win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vibe you want from your quarterback.
Yeah.
Period.
I mean, I think a lot of – in this day and age, you get a lot of these PR people telling the quarterback what they should and shouldn't do. And then they make them become so kind of standoffish in a sense that they alienate the people that they need to be successful. So I think ultimately it comes down to you have to learn to tell your PR person, I know how to do it in the locker room. I know what it takes. Now, off the field, when we do little things, okay. But I have to be a certain way for my players to really, really buy into me. Because if you get too much of – you become too much of a loner as a quarterback, you're going to be alone. Believe me.
Totally. Well said. And I mean, we can keep going down the line here. Right? Dwayne was a nice kid. I think he dealt with some insecurities. And I think social media was a real, at least in his time in DC, I think social media was a problem for him. Keenum was a guy that had been on 10 teams and just knew he wasn't there for the long, what did they say? I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. Like that was Case that Keenum's was Case. Vibe. who else has rolled through here? Carson.
I think that ship sunk before it got here.
Nice guy.
Y'all tried though. I mean, y'all trying to tell me all this stuff about. I was like, look, dude, I'm telling you, based off of the conversation I had, that's not gonna work. And everybody kept telling me, oh man, I'm telling you, no, I don't think this is gonna work.
You were right. You were right. You know, I got to play golf with Carson, and I feel like golf is a real good. I'm curious if you agree with this, B. If you play golf with somebody, mm-hmm. you get to know who they are because you're going to spend 4 or 5 hours with them. There's going to be good moments. There's going to be low moments. There's going to be, you know, a real glimpse into how somebody handles lots of different situations.
Yeah. Scenarios.
Yeah, scenarios. And playing golf with Carson, I saw the good. I saw him, you know, kind of be one of the guys and hang out. I saw the bad when
things. Did you see stress on his face when he was doing that? Like, oh, man, I'm so uncomfortable doing this.
He didn't always seem comfortable. But there were more than that, I saw when it wasn't going well, how it was like looking around at why it wasn't rather than necessarily looking at what you did wrong kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think whatever, like, I don't know that it's demons because the guy's got a great life and $150 million and happy little kids. Like, whatever it is that is chasing Carson on a football field and in a locker room, I don't think that's going away, man. I don't think it's going away. Heinicke has all the right vibes and just isn't quite a top half of the league starter. Is he a great backup? Is he a guy that can help you for a couple games? Yes. He's not a top half of the league starter. And to become a real dude in this league, you got to be able to break that. Like even Kirk, who is not, doesn't have it all in the locker room side of it, he's good enough that he is a top 12, maybe top 10, certainly top 15 quarterback. And that's enough to be a guy in this league.
Mm-hmm. That guy right there can make a ton of money.
Right. So that we go through all of that, and we haven't been around Brissett enough yet. I think we know from a football standpoint what Brissett is, and I know with all the people I've checked in at previous stops of his that people swear he's a great locker room guy, and I tend to believe it, but I haven't spoken to him without a camera on yet. So, like, yeah.
I think they believe that Brissett gives them a chance. He's not going to screw it up, you know, but he gives them a chance. And I think that right there makes a lot of people comfortable around him.
Totally. I think that's well said. So that brings us all the way back to Howell. And being around him for a year, especially when you're that third QB, I everybody knows you're not only not playing this week, you're going to be inactive. And that was the feeling for the bulk of the season. So there's a way quarterbacks often carry themselves. And some of it is happened since high school. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, they have more meetings. They're watching more film. So they're out of the locker room more. They tend to be a little bit busier, a little more regimented. But he was never aloof. Never separated. He was one of the guys. Mm-hmm. Now, he's not the loudest, most outgoing, most outspoken dude, but he'll sit and crack jokes and hang with his teammates. And the off-field stuff, I think he is right on the path of what you want a young passer to be. I really do.
You got to just show him that you're just a – I think the quarterback's job, other than becoming the best on the field – is to make sure your teammates understand you're one of the guys. Once you do that, you're good.
100%. I think he's done that. And then when you hear other players talk about him, and I know that if you want to be skeptical, it could easily sound like BS at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I know from the locker room last year that guys were legitimately talking about Howell's ability running the scout team and how good he looked. And that was real then, and when Rivera brings that up now, it's real now. And I think that's part of why they are
– Well, that makes the question excited. Go even further, why the hell did you go the other direction?
Yeah.
You know, it's like – You know, oh, yeah, the guys always talked about him. But, okay, then, so please answer this question. Why?
Well, B, that one it is just so hard to get away from. And then Richmond John tweeted this to me when Ron got done with his press conference, and Ron said, Ron talked about how great it is to get back to focus on football now that he has, you know, Eric has really just taken over the offense, Jack is running the defense, and Richmond John is like, so why didn't he do that earlier? He's in charge. So some of these things do lead to other questions probably have substandard answers. But it doesn't change that on May 31st, me, Mr. Positivity, JP Finley, says, it's all right if you're excited about your Washington Commanders. One team people are definitely excited about, Lamphill's Philadelphia Eagles.
Woo!
When we return, we're going to check in with our guy, Derek Gunn from Philly. I want to talk about the Birds and their offseason, but I also want to discuss Josh Harris and the Sixers hiring a new coach, what that procedure was like. Don't go anywhere. D. Gunn joins us next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, excited to get to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Derek Gunn, from the city of Philadelphia. D. Gunn, what's going on, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing? Was that B. Mitch trying to sing Prince?
That was JP, sure. Really.
No, you were doing it, too.
I was. JP was the one that was singing. I was just talking.
It's good that both of you have other careers other than the music industry. I'll just leave it at that.
Hey, we have fun. We have fun, Gunn. That's all.
Oh, man. Good to hear from you guys, man. It's been a while since we chopped it up.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
brother.
Man. Well, dude, I appreciate you making time for us. Wanted to check in just on the offseason for the Phils, for the Eagles, rather. I mean, obviously, you know, they're projected to be the NFC champion again, and it'll be, can you knock off the Chiefs or the Bengals, whatever it may be. What are the vibes like for Eagles fans these days?
When you look at the draft that they just had this year, people are jacked up. I mean, nobody expected Jalen Carter, who was projected to be the best talent in the draft period, to drop all the way to the 9. And once he dropped the 9, that's when Eagles jumped up from the 10 spot to make sure they got him. What a phenomenal talent. You know, you talk about one of the most complete players in all of college football, if not the most complete defensive lineman. The one thing that he will give you that Javon Hargrave did not is that Jalen Carter can defend a run. See, Javon Hargrave, as good as he was a pass rusher. He wasn't even trying to defend the run, you know, but yet he parlayed that into an $84 million contract with the 49ers.
Ching, ching.
But, you know, with Jalen Carter, not only can he hold his own in the trenches and flood the gaps, but he can also collapse the pocket as well. He's good at attacking the quarterback. He's got great lateral speed as well. So that is something that the Eagles did. They got younger and they got better from what their perspective. And, of course, they added another Georgia body to it. You know, it's becoming like Georgia North up here now with all these Georgia football players they have on the Eagles roster.
Well, I guess you got Alabama South down here, so I guess you feel like that's the way you got to combat them, right?
The SEC, the SEC is taking over the NFC East indeed. And then, of course, the 30th pick, they get Nolan Smith. You know, and nobody
who's
thought Nolan Smith would still be on the board. You know, now he's a little undersized for what they want him for. We don't know if they're going to use him as an edge rusher or an outside linebacker. But, you know, another phenomenal talent on the best defense in all of college football. So, basically, this team is excited. They feel that not only did they get younger, but they've gotten better and even more versatile in the trenches, if you can believe that. Now, I don't think this defense will come anywhere near 70 sacks like they did last year. But if you get 50, 55 sacks in a season, that's still a phenomenal season for a defensive front.
You're now trying to.
I mean, losing Javon Hargrave, I like these young guys, but Hargrave's been really good up there for the Eagles.
What's going to be the biggest thing to replace, though? Is it going to be the players that they lost or the coordinators that they lost?
You know what? That's funny you should say that, B. Mitch. It remains to be seen. Everybody couldn't wait for Jonathan Gannon to leave. As a matter of fact, a lot of people offered to pay for his relocation to Arizona.
Wow.
You know, that's how much they wanted. They wanted Jonathan Gannon out of here. Now, with Sean Desai, obviously, there's the unknown element. We don't know exactly what he's bringing to the table. You know, we do know that he does not blitz a lot, which is what really just stuck in a lot of Eagles fans' craws, that Jonathan Gannon didn't believe in blitzing a lot. But yet, it's hard to argue against the fact that his defense still generated 70 quarterback sacks, but you could also toss in. You look at the collection of quarterbacks they played all of last year. Half of them shouldn't be on NFL rosters, if you even think about it. But now they're stepping up in talent. Man, you got to play, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen in back-to-back weeks with the schedule you're looking at this year. You know, you got a much, much tougher a row of opponents to get through. Miami, Dallas twice. You know, say what you want to say about Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott, ever since he assumed the role as a starting quarterback for the Cowboys, has been kryptonite to the Eagles. He has owned the Eagles in his tenure down in Dallas. You know, so and Brian Daboll's in his second year now with that team up there, and so is Wink Martindale. So everybody's gunning for the Eagles now. Yeah, are they the favorites to win the NFC again? Absolutely so. But the schedule got tougher, and as you guys know, when you don't win it, you allow the opposition to get that much closer to you. So I don't think this Eagles team will be a 14-win team again this year, but I do think they'll win enough games to win the division.
Yeah, I mean, Gunner, it's really interesting you bring that up. We're talking with our friend Derek Gunn. You can follow his podcast at Gun on One up from Philadelphia. Been doing it at a very, very high level for a long time in the Philly market. So I think much too much gets made about strength of schedule year to year, because the only difference in the Eagles schedule and the Commander schedule is three games. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they're all playing the same people. So I think what I care about are the divisions you face. Who are the quarterbacks? Because by and large, that's your only real indication of if you're facing a playoff team or not, because so much changes even week to week. So the Commanders played the Commanders and the Eagles last year both played the AFC South, which means they both got to face Sam Ehlinger and Davis Mills and just a bunch of bad teams. This year, to your point, it's the AFC East. It's Josh Allen and Tua and Aaron Rodgers. So how much of last year's success for Philly do you think is replicable? And then offensively as well.
I think the offense is going to hit the ground running. I mean, the only changes you're going to see in the offense is trying to decide on who the new right guard is. Everybody else is back on this offense, and I think the running back situation for the Eagles is deeper. You and I got Rashad Penny, and you got DeAndre Swift.
Hmm.
And both very versatile backs. The problem with both of them is, can they stay on the football field and out of the hot tub? You know, and that's a big question mark with those. But DeAndre Swift is not only a great runner, but he's also a great pass catcher out of the backfield. Rashad Penny is one of the hard, toughest runners in the game between the tackles. You know, and Rashad Penny is a 1,000-yard rusher if he can stay healthy. But again, because of their injury history, those are big pluses. You know, we all thought in March that Kenneth Gainwell automatically emerged as the lead back. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the feature back, but the lead back. In the Eagles' offense, there's no such thing as a 25, 28 carry back per game type running back. A running back gets 17 touches in a game on the ground and maybe sprinkle in four or five passes. That's a big day for a running back. But you look at what happened with the Eagles' previous running back, you know, Miles Sanders. He had over 1,300 yards rushing, but yet you look at the amount of carries he had. Well, why did he? Why was he so successful? Because you have the best offensive line in football from tackle to tackle.
Yeah.
The one thing about this team, but this Eagles team, is they love to build from the trenches inside out on both sides of the football, and they have done a very good job at that. So even though the right guard spot is a question mark right now, well, they've already drafted Jason Kelsey's heir apparent and Cam Jurgens to take over center eventually, but Jurgens can also play right guard. Then they go out and draft this big kid from Alabama, Tyler Steen, who's 6'6". He could also push for the right guard. You still have Sua Opeta as a holdover. Jeff Stoutland is the best in the game in terms of cross-training his offensive linemen. You know, outside of the center position, all of these guys are capable of playing left guard, left tackle, right tackle. It doesn't make a difference to them. Mm. And they have so much depth there that even when one guy goes down, Lane Johnson, you know, he played the latter part of the season on a bum knee. But when he was out there, you really didn't miss a beat when you inserted a Jack Driscoll. So that's the biggest key for this team. The offense will have to carry the defense until the defense catches up. And that's always the case. It always seems the offenses are ahead of defense. But in this case, because you have one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL, it's a given that this offense will carry this defense probably for much of the season when you look at who this team is facing this year.
Are they going to be as hungry as they've been? You know, Hurts got paid. They were in the Super Bowl. Because I know some people get a little lax, like, yeah, you know what, man, we were there. And then they coast through the offseason instead of hitting it full speed ahead.
I think they're even hungrier. That's all these guys have talked about this offseason, and the reason being is because they came within 3 points of winning the Super Bowl, and that still sticks in their craw. You know, the one thing about Jalen Hurts you have to understand, this kid is not 24 years old. He's like a 44-year-old man in a 24-year-old body. He is the most even-keeled young man I've ever seen in my life. Nothing rattles him. No moment is too big. Nothing is too small. He takes everything personal. Nobody on his team will outwork him. He's as hungry today with the money as he was yesterday without the money. You got guys like A.J. Brown. They want that ring. Devontae Smith wants that ring. You've got a collection of veteran players that will not allow these guys to slack off because the Lane Johnsons, the Brandon Grahams, the Jason Kelseys, they know what it takes to get to a Super Bowl and win it. Those are the few holdovers from that 2017 team that won it. You got a great array of veteran players in that locker room that will not allow any newcomer or young kid to slack off. They are not afraid to get in anybody's faces and tell them, hey, man, you got to pick it up. If I'm pushing myself, you got to push yourself. We have an objective here. And even the general manager, Howie Roseman, came out after the season and said, that Super Bowl game will stick in my system for a long time because that team was built to win it all.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they faced the one quarterback who is – lights out better than anybody in the National Football League.
Yeah. Derek, I'd be remiss if I don't ask you before we got to run, so maybe you can be quick. Josh Harris, the Sixers, what do you think of him as an owner? What led him to the process to fire Doc Rivers, hire Nick Nurse?
I think the public cried that Doc Rivers couldn't get past the second round. 3 years in a row could not get past the second round. And I think that, you know, if you look at what the Utah Jazz did, they went with the nucleus of players for X amount of years and then gutted the team. Well, the Sixers are not going to gut this team, so what do? The coach is the fall guy. They got the coach they wanted in Nick Nurse. If one thing the 76ers need to do is it improve their perimeter defense. Nick Nurse is a defensive-minded coach. He's going to come in here, and he's been jumping at the bit to work with Joel Embiid. The interesting aspect is, real quick, is Nick Nurse is not afraid to get on anybody on the roster. I don't care if you're the $100 million player or the $2 million player. Mm. How will Joel Embiid handle that? Because he's been treated with such kid gloves since he's been here by both Brett Brown and Doc Rivers. If Nick Nurse gets in his grill, how will Joel Embiid respond to that? Will he shut down? Will it light a fuse under him? That's a big question mark moving forward.
All right.
You like Harris up there?
Yeah, you know, I like him. And people are like, you know, a little perturbed that he's about to buy the Washington Commanders. But
I knew that was going to happen.
Here's my perspective, though. He's from the D.C. area. He grew up watching Washington, okay? You know, maybe it was a boyhood dream of his that he never even began to fathom back when he was a kid. I have a chance to own a team that I grew up watching. You know what? More power to him. You look at more owners in pro sports that own multiple teams in baseball, football, basketball, so be it. You know, you look at Stan Kroenke. He owns the Rams. He owns the Colorado Avalanche. He owns a successful soccer team. You know, and they've all won he's won like four championships since 2022. More power to him. If you got the money and the wherewithal to do what you want to do, do what you want to do.
Hell yeah.
It's your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's it. I agree.
You know what? Fans will not care if he builds all the teams into winners. They will not care
exactly
how many teams he owns.
Especially that Washington team, right?
Hell yeah. We won't care.
Gunner, thank you so much for the time, man.
Dude,
really appreciate
you,
it.
All right, man. You guys have a great day. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man.
Give him a follow at Real D Gun. Check out his podcast, Gun on One.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From no ice.
Sounds like OTAs are heating up. Here's what's going to happen, folks. It's going to be highs and lows with a young passer. He's got a big arm. He's going to make some good throws. But just prepare yourself. He's going to make some dumb decisions.
Yep.
You ever been around children or puppies or anybody that's learning? I mean, you're not wrong. I'd love to be offended, but I suppose I'm not. It's just how it's going to be, man. And I'm excited. I'm going to hustle down there, watch a little bit, and come back and report everything back. But by all accounts, it looks like Emmanuel Forbes is just having an excellent, excellent session. I think there's a really good chance that
he's starting.
Oh, hell yeah, he's starting.
Yes.
I don't even think that's up for debate.
The thing about him, and we talk a lot about it, I think people don't really take it serious because I guess they look at it like, oh, yeah, you should. We talk about film watching and how guys can – that they watch a lot of film. And I believe guys that watch a lot of film, they find out stuff that they can do ahead of time, okay? And when I look at a guy like Emmanuel Forbes, as I sat there on the draft night with Logan – and Julie, and Logan pulled out some film that he had been watching, and I had never seen it. But after watching two quick plays of Forbes, I'm like, he's already read stuff, you know, deciphered what's going on, and made the play before people get to him. And when I said that, Logan said, man, that's a good assessment. And I remember asking him, and he like, yeah, I watch a lot of film, man. And then having a conversation earlier, I mean, over the weekend with Martin, he said the exact same thing. Like, this dude seems to read stuff and react quicker than most people you've ever seen. And I think that's how he's able to play at that size so much.
Well, I saw this Twitter or Instagram video about the amount of time baseball players actually have to react to a pitch. And it's milliseconds. I mean, it is milliseconds of time by the time the ball's actually out from the pitcher's hand. You can see it before you have to already start swinging to catch up to it, right? And for corners, the actual decision-making time they have to break on a ball is really, really narrow. Yeah, say you're sitting in a soft zone against a bad quarterback that kind of throws a duck on and out. Okay, you got a second there. But a good QB and a good route-running wideout, it's really hard to know what you're doing. So the quickness, the innate ability. I mean, some people just have that. And I think about the Trent Williams, Russell Okung draft from 2011, I'm guessing. I think it was 2011. Maybe it was 2010. It was 11, I think. Whatever. But Okung was considered the better prospect at the time. But a lot of people thought Williams had the higher upside. And I think when we got done with the draft, the first round of the draft, and Christian Gonzalez was still there, and the Patriots ended up taking him, you know, one pick later. But Washington stuck with their guy in Emmanuel Forbes. I think we could be looking at a really similar situation to the Gonzalez Forbes as the Okung Williams draft. And it's too early to know.
What do you want them to do? I mean, I think that's the ultimate thing. How you expect these guys to play? You know, and if Washington wants Forbes to be whatever his strength is, that works. Christian Gonzalez's strength may not be what Forbes' strength is. Now, Gonzalez goes to the Patriots, and the Patriots do a lot of different things. You know, what if he works out for the Patriots, but Forbes works out here?
Totally.
You know?
I mean, I think Okung won a Super Bowl, so it can work out for everybody.
Yeah.
But I think the guy they wanted, there's a reason, and I think it's because of the incredible ball skills.
Yeah.
Will that translate? We will find out. When we return, Ben White, phones open at 12:30. Don't go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.